Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. And we're going to try to explain to you what's going on financially in the world today. And as indeed Bob has been pointing out for some time that they have a crisis over in Greece, but every other day they've got a new solution to it, and they've got this wonderful new approach that's going to solve all the problems, but none of them are really going to solve the problem. And everything appears that Greece is going to end up defaulting on its debt. And certainly in the past, had it not been for the recent intervention on the part of the Federal Reserve System, America's central bank, in the affairs of Europe, why, of course, many of the banks over there would have gone down. But what the Fed has done recently, and Bob has pointed this out brilliantly, is the Fed has given about $1.6 trillion to the European Central Bank, that's then disseminated this to the banks over there, to stabilize those banks so that even if Greece does default, why, of course, the whole economic structure over there won't collapse. In a similar manner, they're going to start, it appears to be, quantitative easing 3 here in the United States. And the Fed is saying, oh, well, we haven't decided yet whether we're going to start a more quantitative easing here. What are they talking about? They're talking about the Federal Reserve buying our own debt. Right today, why 43 cents of every dollar the American government spends has to be borrowed. Who are they borrowing it from? They're borrowing it from our government. They're borrowing it from our central bank, which controls our government. And basically, we're borrowing the money from ourselves. How long can you continue to be prosperous borrowing money from yourself, or borrowing money that is simply created by the elite who run our country? Well, of course, you can do this indefinitely until hyperinflation sets in and you collapse and destroy the economy. And when you destroy the monetary system, you end up impoverishing everybody. They have two choices: let it collapse and start in all over again and preserve at least some part of our monetary system, or simply destroy the system through inflation. They've decided to destroy it by inflation. That's my interpretation. Bob, you pick up the story and explain what's really going on.
Well, now I know why the government calls you a terrorist. Myself as well. They just don't want the public to know what's going on. And you aptly describe what's going on in Europe right now via the Federal Reserve. And they run out of money, they're going to do it again, but in the meantime, they're going to have inflation coming out of their ears no matter what they say. And I have a letter from a subscriber in the issue that just came out on Saturday. And he said that every time I go to the, maybe it's in the next issue, I can't remember. But anyway, he lives in California, and he's telling me how dog food was 18 pounds.
Hold that thought. Well, I guess is Bob Chapman. He's talking about what's happening to dog food. It must have been the current issue, because I haven't seen that yet.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
But of course, Bob is concerned about inflation, and so am I. The government had two choices. They could have done what was right, let the economy collapse and start to rebuild it with a solid economic system, or simply to go into inflation, destroy the economic system, impoverish our people, and it will eventually collapse as well. But then, of course, everybody will lose everything, and that seems to be the choice that they've accepted. They're simply putting off the inevitable collapse in the economic system. Would you agree or disagree with that, Bob?
Yeah, they'll continue to do what they're doing until they can't do it anymore. Again, they have no exit. Now, the only exception to that would be to create a third world war, and they probably will do that.
But if they did create a war, or something, what would happen to our economic system? Wouldn't it still go into a chaotic situation?
Yes, and they would like that because they say, well, here we are to save you, and all we want you to do is register your girls and boys who are 17 and 18 years old, 19, 21, 22, so we can send them off and they can get shot to death over in the Middle East for us to make more profit.
Well, I really am very, very concerned that a war, a serious war, is coming now. Whether this the coming war with Iran will be World War III or simply preceding it, it's difficult to say. All I can say with certainty is that they've been planning this war for a long period of time. They're operating on a timetable. Are they going to manipulate us into this illogical, totally illogical war with Iran? I believe we probably have people planted at the upper echelons of the Iranian government, just as exactly as we've always had people planted at the upper echelons of the communist governments when they were certainly our enemy. We know that Fidel Castro has always been an asset of our government. That's why, of course, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro regularly, and Fidel Castro comes up to visit David Rockefeller and speak before the Council on Foreign Relations. Why would the David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit the wicked Fidel Castro? Why, very, very simply, because the dad and the people surrounding him put Fidel in power. And if you doubt that, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs. We have them. They're available to Radio Liberty. But you go right ahead, Bob. Certainly, nothing as it appears to be, but I think that this whole coming war with Iran will be stage managed just like World War II was, when people at the highest level of our government, like Alan Dulles, were working with Heinrich Himmler, all during the war, at least during, from the middle of the war onwards. But go right ahead.
Well, it was a lot more collaboration than that, and particularly with Martin Bormann, because he held the key to all of the valuables, we'll call them, in Germany as well as in Switzerland. And he signed off on them after the war. Interesting, they sent a unit in to take him out of Berlin, mind you. And the unit were British soldiers, and they were all Jewish. And here they are rescuing Bormann. But anyway, there's lots of stories that people don't know about what went on during and after the war. But they're going to try the same old thing. And these are the people who create every war and do what they want to do.
Is there anything anybody wants to know about Martin Bormann? There's a wonderful book. It's called Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile. It's written by a man named Paul Manning, who was actually a CBS reporter all during the Second World War, and he tracked Bormann to South America after the war, where he had billions of dollars at his disposal, actually using it to finance the Nazi network throughout the world that was established with the full help and support of the CIA and MI6. And that gets into the story of the Rat Line. But the book, Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile, by Paul Manning, is available in its entirety on the Internet. Read it, ladies and gentlemen. Read it and weep. Go ahead.
I read the book, and I lent it to someone, and they never sent it back. I didn't know the book was still available. It's a great book.
It really is. Well, it's
and
not available. Basically,
book.
The book is printed, and if you have access to the Internet, you can print it off the Internet. Somebody posted it up there, right?
But that story is in that book.
Right.
That's where I got it from. Thank goodness I got a long memory.
Well, Bob and I incidentally have never talked about this before, but we very often think along the same lines. But go right ahead, Bob. Basically, nothing as it appears to be, ladies and gentlemen, as we often say when we open our programs, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And the best little book on this available week area is called The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan by Dr. Dennis Cuddy. You need to get that book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. It's a very recent book, goes into the whole background of how the power elite helped the Nazis both before and during and after the Second World War. As I'm sure we're doing with the mullahs over there in Iran, you creating the best enemy money could buy. Go right ahead, Bob.
No, I think you're right. And, you know, it stands to reason. We put the mullahs in power in 1979, and, you know, the possibility exists that we still control them. So maybe this is just part of the game.
Well, it's obvious that Ahmadinejad, all the stupid statements he's making are not stupid. He's not a stupid man. So he's playing his part very well, just like Arafat played his part, like Fidel Castro played his part. We brought Fidel Castro to power. If you doubt that, you need to see my book, pardon me, my DVD, World Revolution, and my interview with Earl Smith, a billionaire, the only billionaire I ever really met, spent any time with. And he will tell you, he was the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, how we knew Fidel Castro was a power, was a communist, how we brought Fidel Castro to power, and how he was ordered to go to President Batista, the president of Cuba, and say, you will leave Cuba tomorrow. You will leave Cuba tomorrow. And he will tell you that. And, of course, that is how Fidel Castro took power. Fidel Castro didn't have the support of the people. He didn't win the revolution. We turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro, just as exactly as we turned Iran over to the mullahs in 1979. But, Bob, let's get back to what's going on financially.
Well, the mullahs are really causing a lot of trouble. And the U.S. has them embargoed for oil and keeping them out of the financial system, and that's not going to work. And I don't know what their real reason is, but this part of it's not working very well.
Well, I'll tell you what one good reason is, and that is they're driving up the cost of oil. Now, we don't get our oil from Iran, or we do. We get very, very little of it. So why is the price of gasoline going up so dramatically at the present time? Why? Because the Brotherhood of Darkness is making a lot of money by artificially running up the price of gasoline. And the American people never ask, why is it really going up? They give us all the excuses. Oh, more people are driving now, or they're cutting off the oil to England and France. So why does that drive up the cost of gasoline here in the United States? But you go right ahead, Bob. Nobody ever asks those questions.
Well, they've, for years, controlled the oil and gasoline markets. And they'll continue to do so. And they can do that at will, incidentally. The major manufacturers are producers of oil and gas are the major oil companies, and they're a very big power behind the scenes. So I expect that probably we're going to see higher prices. Well, I think maybe $115 a barrel. Gasoline is $4.50, maybe $5. And they'll probably keep it there until the fall. And they'll keep the pot boiling with Iran. And sooner or later, they'll have their war.
I'll never forget 1973, we had an oil shortage. And all those cartoons on television put out by the oil companies saying we're running out of dinosaurs, there are no more dinosaurs, that's why the cost of oil is going up. And the American people really believed it. They honestly believed that oil comes from dinosaurs. And I would just like to say, how many barrels of oil do you think we get from one dinosaur? Do you really believe that oil came from dinosaurs? If you do, I have a submarine here in the backyard. I'd love to sell you. We're going to be back in a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. Go right ahead, Bob.
I was going to take a shot at that submarine.
What?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
They bought a lot of the toxic derivatives. They bought a lot of the the collateralized debt obligations. These bundled home loans based upon home loans that really were insolvent, where they'd actually sold houses to people, given mortgages to people that they knew would never be able to repay them, and they sold these bundled mortgages all over the world. The banks bought them because they could get a 6 or 7% interest on it, and they didn't have to worry because they had insurance policies. They call them credit default swaps or a derivative contracts. That's an insurance policy. The trouble is that the people who wrote the derivative contracts don't have any money. And suddenly when some of them came due during the initial financial crisis, when the American government lent AIG $185 billion so they could simply funnel money from the American tax dollar payers to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and the other big American banks, 100 cents on the dollar. And we got stuck with, once again, financing the big banks. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Bob, are some of these smaller banks getting back into pretty good shape financially?
It's step by step. And you really got to look at their credit ratings to find out and read their balance sheets. And most people don't do that. I tell people, look, except for what you have to have for day-to-day expenses over a month or two, get everything out of the bank and buy gold and silver coins, bullion, and shares. That's the end of it. And you have to worry about that.
Well, certainly the tragedy is that a lot of our banks are insolvent. I think that some of the smaller banks are not in bad shape, but our major banks are all in real, real trouble. In fact, simply within the last 2 weeks, Moody's or Standard & Poor's, I'm not sure which one, or perhaps both of them, have written down both major American and their ratings of both major American and European banks. And some of those European banks, they've taken down not one step, but three steps. So those banks are in real trouble. Would that be a fair appraisal, Bob?
Yes, it is. And I was writing about it today. And you're not seeing as many banks go under because when they're in trouble, rather than go through the bad PR, even though they make the announcements late on Friday after the market closes, and I think 9 or 10 of them have gone under this year. The reason why is that they're merging them. They're merging them into larger banks. Whether the larger banks are solvent or not doesn't make any difference. And they're just amalgamating them.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what you're really seeing is the insolvency of banking throughout the world, the insolvency of the world banking system. Would that be a fair appraisal?
It certainly is. And I think lots of people are going to lose lots of money.
And people
next week, but it's going to happen sooner or later.
People find it so hard to believe that the banks could really be in the trouble that they are. I mean, they've always been solvent. I mean, you have your money. What do you do with it? You put it into a bank. Where do you put it if you don't put it into a bank if you have a lot of money? Well, of course, what you should be doing, I think Bob is absolutely right. You should be putting it into gold and silver and not have it in banks. Because the banking system is built upon a monetary system, and the monetary system is built upon faith and honor and integrity, which does not exist today. There is nothing behind our money. I mean, the whole idea of the banking system is people are going to repay their loans. Well, what happens if they don't repay their loans, like Greece was saying? There's no way we can repay our loans. We're simply going to, you can either take 50 cents on the dollar or 30 cents on the dollar or nothing. What do you want? Well, and because they're doing everything they try to keep this thing from collapsing, because they know if it does begin to collapse, it could have a profound effect. But that's why we have recently given the European Central Bank $1.6 trillion. To keep the whole thing from collapsing for a while anyway. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
While the storm clouds gather, This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I know that there are some of you out there who are suffering from a debilitating disease. Many of you may feel that there's nothing else that can be done regarding your cancer. I want to suggest that you investigate the Invita Clinic. The only clinic of its kind, Invita offers an extensive array of advanced natural treatments under one roof. They treat a wide variety of conditions, particularly cancer and heart disease. The diversity of their doctors' education and training ensures that no stone is left unturned when it comes to patient care. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Better yet, investigate their website at www.invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. 866-830-4576, Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Liberty. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What you are seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is the demise of the world financial system. Now, the only thing that is preserving the European banks is certainly the massive infusion into the European banking system from the Federal Reserve System. Why is America's central bank putting $1.6 trillion into the European banking system through the European Central Bank? Because all of the banking system works in concert throughout the world, and it's all interlocked. All of the central banks are interlocked, which, of course, is why Iran is having such tremendous pressure. Now, of course, we're preventing the Iranian central bank from working with other central banks. However, this could very well be a two-edged sword, because now, of course, Iran and the other countries are saying, all right, if you're going to block us from using Iran from being able to use dollars to sell oil, what we're going to do is start using gold, and we'll use gold or rupees or some other form of currency, and, of course, this will mark the demise of the American dollar. And this is really, I believe, what's planned. I believe the dollar is going to cease to function as a reserve currency of the world. And we were told that the dollar would probably be dead by the end of 2012. I don't think the dollar is going to die. But I don't think it's going to remain as the world currency, the reserve currency, much longer. And when that happens, why, of course, there are several hundred trillion dollars out there across the world that are going to come funneling back in the United States and simply swamp the currency that we have. And that, of course, the inflation there will be devastating. And whether it'll happen this year, next year, the year after that, time is going to tell. So if you have a question or comment for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But Bob, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster, which everybody needs to be taking today. Because, of course, you need to understand what's happening financially if you're going to have any hope of surviving the difficult times, the very real difficult times that lie ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
The International Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world, published on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email, usually running around 35, 40 pages. And we have a hard copy that comes out twice a month. That's for the people who are not on the internet mainly. And everything that you need to know each week is in the publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FOREcaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to ask a question, and we answer everyone, or get a copy of the two issues of the Forecaster, or if you'd like to get a copy of our latest report on gold and silver shares, you can email us, and that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com, Bob at intforecaster.com. For those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, now, what's happening over in China? Because we're being told that China is simply a great economic miracle. Simply, whole new cities have been built, factories springing up everywhere, people moving from the countryside into the cities to where they can get good jobs. Certainly, salaries going up over there, the living standards going up for the Chinese people. But are there problems, economic problems in China that are going to have an impact on the structure of society there?
Well, some of their problems are very similar to what the U.S. and others have. And the problem is that they've been creating money in order to keep their economy lively. And this year they're looking for 7% growth down from 9.5% or 10% growth. And they are loosening up on reserve requirements for banks again. And interest rates have been lowered. They don't want the outrageous real estate boom. But what else are they going to do? So they continue to feed it. And so China has lots of problems. Especially 30 million unemployed. And as the world economy slows down, everybody's going to have the same problem. And China's no exception. Yes, they got lots of buildings and new cities. And the new cities are empty. Not all of them, but most of them. And it's, they make work projects. You know, under a command economy, and That's really what that is. You produce because you have to produce because you have to keep people working. And so sometimes there's no rhyme or reason for what takes place in an economy. And so I think China is going to have their problems. Yes, they have big reserves, and they'll end up spending them, probably about $3.2 trillion, of which about $1.1 trillion right now is in U.S. dollar-denominated assets, like treasuries. And I think they'll continue to whittle that down, and they'll continue to buy gold and silver in the market in the process of getting rid of them, and perhaps some other currencies as well. And China's got a long way to go just to get 15 to 20% gold backing. So they're going to be there as a factor for a long time.
Well, certainly it appears that some of the other countries want to have a gold backing behind their currency as well to challenge the supremacy of the dollar. It looks like India is buying a lot of gold up. Certainly they've always been large gold buyers, though, but Russia is buying up gold, and some of the other countries are buying up gold as well, because they want a sovereign currency. And this is the problem. The United States seems to be intent upon destroying the value of our currency. You can't keep creating money out of nothing. In fact, you've been talking for some time about the fact we were going to have quantitative easing 3 here in the United States. And I was just reading an article this evening where, of course, the United States Federal Reserve System is talking about now they're going to start maybe buying bonds again. And, of course, most people don't understand what it means when the Federal Reserve System starts buying bonds. What it means is that we have massive deficits. The government has to sell bonds to finance those deficits. The only way to get people, other people, to buy the bonds would be to raise the interest rate, but this then would impact on the economy. And since they want to keep the interest rates low, why we're buying our own bonds? How long can you keep buying up your own debt?
In issuing new debt to do it, as long as the inflation stays below 30%, but once it breaks out over 30, 40, 50, the game will be over.
And this is, of course, what John Williams is certainly warning about, and I wish that more of our economists were really trying to draw people's attention to the ravages of inflation. You know, the people on the Federal Reserve Board say, well, you know, we will consider quantitative easing unless, of course, we begin to see signs of inflation. I don't know how they cannot see signs of inflation. The signs of inflation are obviously there. All you need to do is go to the gas station and look at the price of gasoline. And yet these intellectuals, of course, who run our economic system and the central bank, keep saying, well, if inflation starts to heat up, then we'll stop considering quantitative easing and purchasing our own bonds. It doesn't make sense.
None at all. And it's not meant to, because most people don't understand what they're doing. And they don't care.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The worst thing that can happen to an economy is inflation. And we're moving into an inflationary spiral. And anybody who doubts that has only to go down to Walmart, when you'll see the prices going up. Go to the big box stores, you'll see the prices going up. Sydney, just go to the gasoline station, the food market, you'll see the prices going up. And yet the government insists there is no inflation. And simply, the old adage, are you going to believe what the government tells you or your lying eyes? There's no better, Sydney, example of that than what's going on today.
And that's true.
All right, if you're
like the figures that John talks about, CPI and the employment figures, they're totally bogus. And they're going to keep right on doing it, probably even worse. Because they'll get more and more desperate as time goes on.
Have you seen John Williams? He's got a new hyperinflation report out for 2012. It's available only to subscribers, and since I'm not a subscriber, I haven't read it. I've read the one for 2011, but have you read the latest one, or you know anybody who has read it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Then you don't subscribe either.
No.
All right.
No,
well,
actually, I get so busy that I don't have time to read much of anything.
I know. Well, I'm in the same sort of position, but I do put a great deal of value in the...
Well, maybe somebody will write in and say, hey, I got a copy, so send me one.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have read what John Williams said in his Hyperinflation 2012 report, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. I am in now. We're hoping to have John Williams on here sometime next week or the week after that to bring us up abreast. I think John Williams is a brilliant economist, and I noticed that so many of our reliable conservative commentators refer to his statistics that tell us what's really happening with the GDP, what's really happening with inflation, what's really happening with unemployment. And, of course, the government is lying to us about all three of those things. And, of course, if they...
And who knows what else
right, well,
that we don't know about.
Sure. Well, we know they're lying about a lot of things, and my fear is that they've already decided on going to war with Iran. It's not a matter of if, but how soon they can prepare the American people to go along with it. Are they going to come up with a false flag operation like they did to get us into the war in Vietnam, like they did to Sydney, get us into the first Gulf War, like they did to get us into the second Gulf War, like they did to get us into World War One or World War Two or the Spanish-American War? How are they going to get us into a war with Iran? I don't know, but you can be sure that they've got the plan in place. How many Americans will die and will be killed by our own government to draw us into another war? I really don't know. But I fear that I fear for this country. I want to reflect that there are certainly repercussions for this sort of malfeasance and deception. And when our leaders are quite willing to sacrifice the lives of hundreds of thousands of Americans to take us from war to war to unnecessary war, why no man's life or property is safe. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, our guest, Bob Chapman. Bob, what are some of the other important issues you'd like to cover?
Well, I think all of the... charges that are being brought civilly and criminally about people on Wall Street and banking. We just saw the bankers who created this crisis that we're in today by creating bonds which contain mortgages. They get off paying about 2 cents on the dollar. They should have paid $3 trillion. And they paid, $26 billion. And part of it's a blowback. So, we're talking maybe $15 billion. And that's it. And they all get away with it. Nobody gets charged.
But I think it's so interesting that they do make it appear that they're really doing something. And to a lot of us, when they consider... $26 billion fine, that's a lot of money, or $46 billion, but that's nothing compared with the profits that they made. That is what's so immoral about this whole thing.
And that's correct. And I remember a few years ago, they were after the executives for backdating their options. And what happened? There were about 600-700 of them. And one got charged criminally, did a year and a half. And all the rest of them got off.
And now, because they're making a big issue about, you know, all of a sudden they're about insider trading. And listen, if you are a hedge fund operator and you get inside information, why, you can go to prison. But if you're a member of Congress or the Senate and you have inside information, even if you're giving it to your friends in the hedge funds, why, there's nothing wrong with that. Why is it all right for the members of Congress to use inside information in stock market trading, but not for the people in the hedge funds? Be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap things up. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, the point about...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
With Bob, with Pastor Butch and ourselves and Alex Jones, and your information you're getting out is vitally important to the alert, or to the elite of the alert. I think that's the term, to the elite of the alert. Anyway, good night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that you enjoy our programs with Bob and that you're making your preparations for the collapse of our monetary system, because it is going to collapse, because there are people out there who want it to collapse. If you do not understand the monetary system, let me suggest my talk on the financial tsunami and my talk on the financial Armageddon, and the syllabuses go with both of those talks. Let me suggest our pamphlet on the history of money and the prophetic warning. They're just little small pamphlets, but filled with important information. The classic book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, will give you the information that you need to have to understand what is going on, how the Federal Reserve System really works. And then, of course, you need to get the book Rollback and Meltdown, the two books by Thomas Wood, who is a libertarian, so he works for one of the major think tanks. Rollback and Meltdown, two excellent books. Now, Chris, we do hope many of you will go to our website, radioliberty.com, and get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you'll start reading and studying. You can watch our DVDs up on the internet for nothing. You can listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day on the internet for nothing. You can listen to our programs 24 hours a day if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes for nothing. You can actually listen to our regular programs 3 hours a day by shortwave and 9 hours a day if you have access to a satellite with a KU band satellite. Encourage others to listen. Understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle. And there are supernatural forces at work within society today. If you'd like to know what's happened to the Christian church, let me suggest really a wonderful new book we're carrying. It's called The Secret of the Lord. The Secret of the Lord by Chuck Christmeyer. And it will give you tremendous insight into, obviously, what has happened to the Christian church and how they've gone about changing both the message and the music of the Christian church. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there really is an effort to neutralize Christianity, and they've done a pretty good job. They've taken God out of our prayers, out of our schools, and prayer out of our schools, the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and this, so much of the entertainment industry is actually actively anti-Christian, and they've done everything they could to undermine the moral fabric of our society. Now I will tell you that one of the encouraging things is there's some wonderful new Christian films coming out, and you get them on Netflix, and certainly the people who put out Fireproof and Fighting the Giants, I think the title of one of them, and but you need to get these Christian films and begin to reorient your thought along Christian lines. And you need to start reading the scriptures. Let me suggest the book again, The Secret of the Lord. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and the 74 Congressman Ron Paul. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Through the prairie, through the ocean, white with gold.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. On the line with us is Ron Agner, and we're going to be talking about what really happened at Columbine in Sydney. Well, the story of Columbine is Sydney, which on everybody's lips a few years ago. People have forgotten Columbine, but actually, of course, there were a lot of questions about what happened there. And it's my understanding that they held a series of investigations. There were over 3,000 pages of testimony and records, but there were hundreds of pages that were deleted and kept secret. I know one of the people who's investigated this for a long time is our guest, Ron Agner. Ron, how are you tonight?
Very concerned, as we have. Can I correct your information there one moment?
Yes, please do. In fact, I want you to, because remember, you know a lot more about this than I do. How many pages of investigation were there?
Over 40,000.
40,000 pages of investigation. But why? How many pages did they keep out and they would never release?
3,000.
Okay, so there are 40,000 pages of investigation and 3,000 pages that were top secret. Why did they hold out 3,000 pages? Because obviously, if they kept out 3,000 pages, this is not a matter of national security. Obviously, they're covering something up. Would that be a fair statement?
Obviously, yes. And what they're covering up is what disturbs us and what has us concerned. We have a government, unfortunately, that's covering up the rape of children. And in this case, the perpetrator was a police officer, and we just find it to be over the top that they would choose to protect this police officer instead of protecting our children.
How do we know what is in those pages? How do we know that this has to do with protecting a police officer? And who carried out this investigation with 40,000 pages of evidence and information, and who is covering it up?
Well, to make it easy on your listening public, we have most of our, our information is so, we have so much knowledge that it would be almost impossible to even touch upon it in our conversation tonight, but I encourage the people out there that they take deep interest in this. We're not doing this for their entertainment. We're doing some help. And in this case, go to our website and see what we have there. And that's just a sampling of what we have. We've had a forensic psychologist who's doing her doctorate on Columbine spend several months with us last summer. She concurs with all of our information. The more knowledge you have, the better understanding you have. So we're not here tonight to really try to prove anything. We've proven that to a number of people to where it's our knowledge is factual, and in this case we'd love to have your listening public kind of come up to speed with us, of course, and we'll just touch upon some of the easier understandings of it so that they can just kind of get a feel for what we've learned. Obviously, we didn't get into this with any particular motive. We had a motive. It was to get to the truth.
All right. Basically, here are 40,000 pages of investigation and 3,000 pages secret. What
right.
is the secret? Why can't they let the American people know? And I've heard on several occasions, there's been judges back there who've gone right along with the secrecy, would not let the information out.
Well, let's just
hold that. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
All right, Ron, you go right ahead. Now, basically, I know that there have been some judges involved in this. Have any of them wanted to get the information out, or are they all in on the cover-up as well?
Well, Dr. Stan, we wouldn't be talking to you tonight if someone in the position of trust had done anything. So here we are 13 years later, we've known this for at least 12 years of the information we have, and there's no one. And this is the scary part. This is really what concerns us more than what happened at the tragedy at this point, is we have a government that seems to overlook the fact that we have strong evidence, very strong evidence, and it only takes one page of that 40,000-page report. And this is, realize we have the 3,000 pages that are in a federal vault, and we also have the basement tapes that the two killers did, prior to the tragedy. And all of this has been covered up, and the families of the dead and injured have been denied their access to a transparent government. And when we have these questions, realize these questions aren't just coming from me, they're not coming from Donna, but they're coming from all of the families that had dead children and injured children over the Columbine tragedy, and from all children in general, because this affects all children, the information we're sharing. And if you have a government that will not look at the obvious, then this is how obvious it is. We knew exactly what the boys had planned because we discovered a written motive. Now, to explain the written motive, you'll have to know what the January incident was. And if you Google January incidents, you'll learn what the January incident was.
All right. Now, when was the Columbine shooting? What month was that?
April 20th, 1999.
All right. And when was the January incident?
That was January of 98.
All right. So it was, Sydney, 15 months prior to that?
January 30th of 98.
Right.
The reason we call it the January incident is that's what the boys, the killers, called it.
All right.
And in this case, long before we learned the term January incident, we used to call it the van incident, because they had been arrested for breaking into a van. And when we heard this passage in a yearbook entry from Dylan to Eric, the two boys, we realized that, yes, this was what they were intending to do because of what they had written. And this one document clearly indicates that the boys... Let me see if I can...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and so let me just go into the background. Everybody remembers Columbine. 40,000 pages of investigation, 3,000 pages secret. They will not release it. And, of course, Ron Agner is talking about... Ron Agner is talking about the something called the January incident. It took place in January the previous year of 1998. Of course, when the two boys, Sidney, Eric and Dylan, were actually arrested after breaking into a van. But what happened is not that they broke into a van that they certainly should not have done, but that they actually were sexually molested at that time. And this was covered up by the local police force. In fact, the sheriff in that area, the prison there is actually named after the sheriff. And the sheriff today is in prison, in the prison named after him. Why is the sheriff in prison today?
Because he got caught trading methamphetamine to underage male prostitutes.
But was he involved in sexual molestation of children as well as many of the people working for him?
Excuse me, who's she?
Was the sheriff involved in sexual molestation of children? Obviously, he covered this whole thing up. That's
no. What we need to back up just a little bit there, because when we were dealing with Jefferson County, we're dealing with a different sheriff's department as the Pat Sullivan case that you're referring to. But in this case, we had already discovered that the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department was not going to help us because we had gone to them. So I knew Pat Sullivan personally because I was quite involved in Littleton, that's in Arapahoe County, not Jefferson County, where Columbine happened. So I went to Sheriff Sullivan and asked him to look at this page 10,589.
Well, something, Joe, something happened. Your voice got very quiet. Go ahead.
Okay. And what happened was I faxed him a picture that we discovered in the arrest files, because we were concerned, because the January incident was referred to by the killers. And if I can go back a moment and explain to you that the written motive was killing cops, blowing up things. It'll be the holy April morning of NDK. Now, these are just, I'm trying to quote this.
All right, now, what are you quoting? Is this something these boys had written? When was this found? Was this included in the original of 40,000 pages?
Yes, it was in here. It was in the documents that we've gone through. And in this case, it was a written motive by the killers. And this is very important, because Dylan wrote to Eric. He said, "My wrath for January's incident will be godlike, not to mention our revenge in the commons." Okay, now that has to be deciphered a little bit. Of course, you now know that the January incident was their arrest. So he says, "My wrath over my arrest will be godlike, not to mention our revenge in the commons," which was the bomb that they placed into the lunchroom to blow the school up. So if you understand that one statement and the way the boys wrote to each other, they were trying to keep this a private conversation that the other children couldn't understand. In this case, we were able to decipher it as to being their motive. Okay? Now we go to the arrest files, and on page 10,589, we find a picture that Killer Harris drew while he was under arrest, when he was asked to draw a picture of the crime scene. In this case, he took his chance, I guess, and drew a picture off to the margin that didn't really have any indication of what it was until you simply realized that by taking away a few of the scribbles that he put over front of it, that you see that there was a stick drawing that he drew indicating there was someone on all fours. And then there was another figure in the position to sodomize. And this one in the position to sodomize had a scar on his chest.
Is there any other confirmation of the fact that these boys were sexually molested when they were arrested for the break-in of the van, the so-called January incident?
There is a number of indicators. Number one is everyone knows that the killer was on psychotropic drugs. That's what Mark Taylor spent a great deal of time explaining when he was working with Tucker and Tracy. But very few people know that the reason he was on psychotropic drugs. And the reason he was on psychotropic drugs is because of his arrest. We have the file that says his mother took him to mental health to get help for him because he was having fits of rage over his arrest. So we see all these red flags popping up.
But he should have been arrested. Maybe he shouldn't have been mistreated, but there's no question they were guilty of breaking into a van, is there?
Yeah, they were guilty.
Right.
But in this case, they set about getting even in the most horrible way, and obviously we, you know.
Well, why would they want to blow up the school? Why didn't they try to go after the police? Why would they go after innocent school children rather than the police who had mistreated them?
Well, in this case, what they were planning on doing was they were planning on an event, and they had thought about different places for Ground Zero. And in this case, they decided they were familiar with the school. They had the ability to outsmart the police because it was their territory. They probably thought, I mean, can I say a lot of these things that you're asking me, we just have to suggest that they decided to do it at a gun-free zone. It was a soft target. They had been abused a little bit by classmates, but not in the way that most people think that they were abused. In this case, we actually have a video of Eric Harris on our website being taunted by a classmate about being sodomized. So you can understand their rage had kept building, and then when the kids were teasing them about being gay, it was hitting a nerve because they were not gay. They were heterosexual boys that had been raped. So there's a lot of these things that you have to start seeing, and the more knowledge you have, the better you see them. So,
well, do we have any idea what is in that 3,000 pages that has been suppressed?
That's the key to the whole thing. Let's get the 3,000 pages in the basement case out and let Donna's attorney, John DeCamp, get him off of gag order, and then we'll get to the truth.
Well, now basically, of course, we have with us Donna Taylor on the line. Donna Taylor's son was a Mark, and Mark, of course, had been shot, I think, six, 12. How many times was your son shot, Donna?
Well, they said he had 13 holes and possibly 7 bullets.
All right, fine.
We weren't quite sure, but there were 13 holes.
Anyway, of course, and this was a very traumatic event as far as Donna's son was concerned. And of course, because, of course, she has been pushing very hard to try to get the truth about what happened there. And, of course, the effect of the psychotropic drugs on Eric and Dylan. Why, of course, the social services have come and taken her son away. How old is Mark at the present time?
He's 29 years old.
Does he have any real psychological problems? Or
no.
Does he have psychological problems because they put him on psychotropic drugs?
Well, he does, yeah. Now he would have if he's on the drugs, definitely. Ron and everyone that knows Mark knew he was fine before they started drugging him.
There was not a thing wrong with him. He was perfectly normal.
And then under what guise did they justify putting him on the psychotropic drugs?
Well, their excuses, there is none, but they say, well, he's schizo. He's not. They're just making that up so they can put a hold on him.
But why do they want to silence Mark? Why do they want to silence
Mark? Ron has a whole lot of information.
All right, fine.
Mark knows a lot.
All right, fine then, Donna. Do you know the information that he has, and can you put the information out on our program tonight?
Yeah.
Then what does Mark know that they want to suppress? Because obviously they're suppressing 3,000 pages of this 40-some thousand-page report. What does Mark know that they do not want the public to learn?
Exactly what we've been telling you.
Yeah. He knows about the drugging.
About to shut him down.
And here's the thing.
Wait, Odie, one of you can talk at a time, please. Go ahead, Donna.
No, Ron can tell you the 19 generals. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. There was the lawsuit about these basement tapes in which they took Mark's name and actually manipulated him into a way for them to shut all the information down. And it was shortly after that he was abducted. And in this case, it was Ken Salazar, our attorney general at the time, who was manipulating Mark into trying to get all this stuff silenced, and they were
all right. And this way was trying to silence the fact that that Eric and Dylan had been sexually molested when they were incarcerated. Is that that what this is all about?
Yes, John DeCamp has told me that picture that Eric drew was in that courtroom. That
all right, now for our listeners out there, John DeCamp is an attorney who initially took the case. He's been disabled because of surgery and is unable to follow through with it. But suddenly John DeCamp recognized what was really going on. We'll be right back. All right, Pfizer.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Boys have been sexually molested when they were arrested, and they have to cover that up. Why do they have to cover this up? Well, because you've heard all this talk about the coach there at the University of Cincinnati and how terrible it was. He was molesting little boys. Ladies and gentlemen, we have this sort of thing all across America at the highest levels of government. Certainly, Donna Taylor, who is with us this evening, actually was able to get an attorney. His name was John DeCamp. He was a former member of the legislature, one of the a state legislature, and he had written a book called the Franklin Cover-Up. It dealt with a pedophile ring that began in Boys Town in Kansas and went right into the White House. It involved some of the leading members of our legislature and people working in the White House involved in a pedophile network. Now, actually, we have another book that deals with that. You can get it from us, called The Franklin Scandal. We know that the Bohemian Grove in Santa Rosa, why, of course, they, and we have a four-tape set where we go into the background of the Bohemian Grove, where all the leaders of our country, the presidents, the vice presidents, the secretaries of state, they go on a regular basis every year up to Santa Rosa, where there's all sorts of homosexual activity and pedophilia and prostitution. We have a four-tape set with a woman who is there being utilized by the CIA and talks about the perversion involved with the highest people in the American government. That's the four-tape set or four-CD set on the Bohemian Grove. The book, either The Franklin Scandal, which we do carry, or The Franklin Cover-Up by John DeCamp, which is, of course, why Donna had picked John DeCamp to represent her, and which he did represent her son, who has been abducted and put on psychotropic drugs. Why? Because they cannot let the American people realize the degree of depravity that exists at literally every level of our society, and specifically centered here in Colorado, and of course manifested violently in what happened at Combine, and these boys striking back because they tried, apparently boys try to report what had happened to them, and were they ignored what happened? Had they tried to bring out what had happened?
No, as a matter of fact, that's what we learned. It's a strong indicator of what they were doing, because there were over 14 contacts that were documented that these two boys had with law enforcement officers after the arrest for breaking into a van. And in that, they were never rearrested. They never had an opportunity to go into another courtroom, because had they had the opportunity, they would have explained why they were building bombs. And that leads us into...
Wait a minute now. They explained why they were building bombs. Did they know that they were building bombs?
Yes, they did know.
The government knew... Wait a minute now. The government knew that they were building bombs. Police officers knew they were building bombs. Did they know they were planning on this attack or some similar attack?
Yes.
And that is then what they had to cover up. Is that right?
They were in the process of covering up the pedophilic behavior against the two boys and chose not to serve a search warrant. They had the search warrant prepared to serve Harris's house, and they would have stopped Columbine had they served the search warrant.
Why did they serve the search warrant?
Because they didn't want the boys to have an opportunity to tell the courts why they were building bombs.
All right. So how extensive do you think it was within the authorities, the police force? So did all the police know, or just the key administrators knew what it was about and they had to cover this up?
Well, certain people knew, obviously. I don't think everyone in the department would know. But in this case, we knew that Kate Buchanan, the lead investigator of the Columbine tragedy, was the one that prepared the paperwork for when it was supposed to go to court.
Well,
somebody made the decision that they wouldn't serve it.
All right, we don't know who made the decisions. We do know that somebody knew, that they did know, and somebody decided they were not going to serve the search warrant. But they knew that these boys were planning on violent action. Is that correct?
That's right, and that's what makes them complicit to murder, because they didn't do the right job. They were supposed to have done their job, and instead they decided to protect the department.
All right, fine. So the last thing they wanted was to ever get the information out that some of the officers there had engaged in illicit sexual activity with these boys after they were arrested. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us
That is. Don't be late.
No. Quiet with God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, of course, is Ron Egner this evening. And, of course, we have Donna Taylor on the line. We'll get to Donna in just a moment. Ron, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your information?
Wonderful. ColumbineFamilyRequest.org. You can just Google it or type that in. Also, you can type
Give one more time the website for people to go to.
Columbine Family Request.
Columbine Family Request. Okay. Yes. Now, is that your website? Whose website?
That's Donna's.
Okay, that's. And
you can click my son's name on there on the right-hand side on the bottom.
All right, fine. So is most of the information of Ron that you've told us tonight on Donna's website?
Yes, and we'll also be putting up another website that we had to take down. Donna's attorney, Wesley Hoyt, was threatened by the governor's office, and we had to take down the free Mark Taylor website, but we're putting that back up again.
All right. Now, who is Mark Taylor, and why did they threaten you for having that website up? Who is Mark Taylor? Oh, this is Donna's son. And Donna, how did your son find out the truth about the mistreatment of the boys, the sexual molestation of the boys, after they were arrested by the police department there in 1998?
Well, just like Juan said, we looked at the paperwork, and the it was obvious that they were raped by the pitcher. And it was on tape. They were made fun of that they were raped. And you know what else happened lately? My attorney, John DeCamp, just said that we were right. Ron and I were right about this whole thing. Am I correct, Ron?
In the basement tape.
All right, fine. But now, Donna, basically your son knew about this. So why then, of course, did they put him into detention and place him on psychotropic drugs?
I believe it's because he has a powerful voice, and they're afraid of it getting out.
All right, fine. Now, basically, did he make a recovery from the 13 shots that were fired at him?
No, he made a tremendous recovery.
All right, fine. Now, Donna, did he speak out on this issue and about the cover-up?
Yes.
All right, then. Yes. What was the basis of their effort and their successful effort to silence him? In other words, how did they justify this? Was he a threat to to himself or what?
No, he was a threat to them by exposing.
Right. So basically then they had to silence him. How did they get a family and on what basis did they arrest him and place him on psychotropic drugs?
All right. The first time he was caught, he was at a bookstore.
What do you mean, the first time he was caught doing what?
Well, they said he threatened a bookstore, which he said it was a setup. It was a lie. He was just at a bookstore looking at books because he wrote a book.
Right.
He wrote a book.
Okay, now, Donna, he wrote a book about what happened at Columbine.
Yeah.
Where is that book available?
Yes. It's called I Asked, God Answered, A Columbine Miracle by Mark Taylor.
All right, fine. Does he go into the background of the molestation of the boys by the police?
No, we didn't find that out until later.
Okay, then, all right, fine. So he's in a bookstore. They claim that he threatened. Who did he threaten, or supposedly threatened?
He said it was a setup, Mom. He came home and said, Mom, they set me up.
And what happened at the bookstore?
They accused him of saying he was going to bomb the place when he never said a word to them. He was looking at his book. They accused him falsely.
All right, so.
Wait a minute,
Donna. They accused him of saying he was going to bomb the bookstore?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now, did they take him then to court and charge him with that?
No court.
On what basis then did they send him to prison? Is he in prison?
He's not in prison. He was in a mental ward. They put him in a mental ward.
And under whose auspices have you ever, I said they tried to have a court hearing on this.
No, there was never a hearing.
Well, basically, how could they prevent a hearing?
I don't know how they accomplished it.
All right, fine. Now, you had an attorney, and this attorney had the case before Mr. DeCamp came along. And basically, was this attorney threatened, did you say?
Yeah. We've had several attorneys. John DeCamp was threatened. Wesley Hoyt was threatened and told to shut up. And Peterson, the first attorney that passed when we first did the lawsuit against the drug company, he was muzzled also.
All right. Well, basically now, did you try to bring a lawsuit against the company that made the Prozac that the boys were taking?
Yeah,
what?
We did do a lawsuit. Yes, we did.
On basically that you were behind a lawsuit then. Do you think that the drug companies are behind this effort to silence your son?
I believe they're all in
it. Well, wait a minute now. Okay. But now, weren't there some of the other families that wanted to bring a lawsuit against the company that manufactured Prozac?
Yeah. They were on the lawsuit, but Peterson came out and said, if you guys continue this lawsuit, the drug company will take everything you own. And they all jumped off the case except for Mark and I.
So basically, then, it sounds like this really is this drug company that's behind that. Would you say that?
They're behind it, but I believe the police department just as well are behind it.
Well, but do you think it's primarily the drug company? Do you think it's primarily the police department?
I think it's both.
All right, fine. And now you did have John DeCamp, who's an attorney, a former legislator from who'd written the book, The Franklin Cover-Up. And John DeCamp has had to drop off the case because of his own physical disability. Is that right?
Yeah, and he felt quite threatened. He said it was worse than Fort Knox. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, both of her attorneys said that the way they were controlling the information in the courthouse was more security than they'd ever seen, even in the Oklahoma City tragedy that Dr. Camp was involved in.
All right, fine. Now, basically, then, is there any attorney that you can find who has the courage to take this on? They would need a very large suit. And they would have to then countersue the drug company for criminal conspiracy and RICO criminal activity. Can you find anybody who will take this on?
I haven't yet to find a person yet. John DeCamp's looking at it, but he's kind of afraid. But he's looking at it. Okay, I need somebody to step up to the plate and help. I do have international law helping me, an advocate. Who's setting up everything for international law, because she's turning it into them, because she believes that my son's human rights have been violated.
All right. Okay? Now, are you able to get to see Mark, wherever he is at the present time?
I'm not in Colorado, because I couldn't get no help in Colorado. So I'm out of state with some friends and trying to seek help and a different state because I could not get no help in Colorado
at all. Donna, is it a matter that you can't afford to stay in Colorado, or what is it?
No, I could have stayed in Colorado. I don't have money for an attorney.
All right, I know. Are you married or are you divorced or what?
I'm divorced ever since Columbine happened.
Well, what happened? Did your husband leave you after the mark was injured?
Yes, he did. Uh-huh. And he ended up on a substantial amount of drugs also.
I see. So this really had a profound impact on your life and on your husband's life. But
Exactly. Basically,
Mark is in a mental institution. Is anybody?
He's in a group home. He was in a mental institution, but he's in a group home.
All right, fine.
Under the state of Colorado.
Now, basically, are the drugs they're giving him keeping him quiet? Have they altered the function of his mind or what?
His brain isn't even active like it used to be. He's real slow talking. He slurs. He's on a drug called clozapine, and if I can get him out, I'd like to get him to a place to get him off of a drug called clozapine. I believe he's on 150 milligrams of it, and I have no idea what other pills they have him on.
All right, fine. Is he there under court order or what?
Yes. He's there under court order.
Have you gone to the American Civil Liberties Union to see if they'll help you?
I'm working with international law. I don't know if is that something separate from what they would be doing?
They're separate in Sydney. The ACLU, I'm not my favorite.
I've already tried that before.
And what did the ACLU tell you?
It was out of their.
Out of the Asian, but this international group now, are these legitimate people or are these people?
Yes, they are.
All right.
Jeanette is, she's an advocate for the international law. She's followed the case for several months now. She's got all the paperwork ready and she's going to go ahead and submit it to the international law. And if I can find an attorney to take the case in Colorado, then the attorney for international law will step in. Human rights attorney.
All right, fine. You just can't get any sort of an attorney to help you, and there's no funding there.
Well, I haven't
had
anybody jump up there that quick yet. I don't know if they're afraid or what's going on.
Well, you said that at least all three of your attorneys had been threatened. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Now, does John DeCamp have anything to suggest at this time? I know John DeCamp's a very courageous.
Well, he's looking at the case,
right.
And he's going to meet with my advocate, the international advocate. He is supposed to go and meet her. He's amazed how well she put the file together. He said she did a great job. He hasn't committed to it. He's just looking at it.
All right, fine. Go ahead. Go right ahead, Ron.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm here on the ground visiting Mark twice a week.
Oh, you are? Well, tell us how, then, Ron, tell us how Ron is doing.
Mark's doing wonderful. He could leave there and be on his own Macabre. But in this case, he has a place to come. I have an apartment next to me here that I was more than willing to share with him or give to him. And in this case, I'm hoping that maybe the two of them can go on and live their life in peace. Mark has written a letter to the courts asking for him just to be left alone and let him and his mother leave and go to New Mexico.
I see. And basically then this is actually he is being held under the auspices of the court. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
And they gave him a court-appointed attorney who went into court and changed everything in his life and didn't invite him into the courtroom. He's quite angry about it.
Right.
He's very lucid.
He
remembers everything.
Please don't not both talk at the same time. Donna, go ahead, please.
Ron, he passed out at your restaurant. We called an ambulance. Can you tell him why that happened to Mark?
Yeah, he had had a seizure because they had taken him off of his medication and just given him back to Donna without any medication or any other way to treat him. And because that's one of the things that you have to concern yourself with are seizures. And sure enough, he had one, so that's what got him
and
back
into
the
hospital for a long time.
Colorado Hospital.
He was in the hospital a long time.
That's how he got involved in the Colorado Hospital.
They purposely took him off the drug too fast. They did it on purpose. He was on 400 milligrams of clozapine, and they took him off of it in 2 months. And I talked to many, many psychiatrists, and they said, you never take anybody off of a drug that quick. It would take 5 milligrams at a time, and it would take months to get him off the drug, not 2 months.
All right, fine.
That's why his body shut down, and he almost died, okay?
All right, so basically they took him off of the medication very, very quickly, and then he had been released, and then he actually had a convulsion, and they put him back into care. Is that correct?
Yes, why?
All right, fine. So basically now, is the court considering releasing him again so that you can take him off the drug very slowly? Does he need to be under the care of a psychiatrist to get off the drug?
That's right. Yes, be under psychiatrist, which I have no problem with, if you can find an honest one. That's the question.
What you need to know is that Donna has it from very good sources, doctors that have come to her in confidence and told her that her son is in danger.
All right, fine. Now, can they actually come and live in this apartment close to where you are, Ron?
Yep. The only problem is they have him on this chemical leash because they will not let him go and give him the medication that he needs while he's away. So he has to be back every night to receive his medication. So it creates this, he wants to be free of them, but they won't let him go because of this chemical connection. And in this case, we're more than happy to take him in when he needs, having blood tests and whatever he needs. But we don't see where he's doing any good being at a group home. And quite honestly, I'm more worried about Donna's mental health because she's very frightened. And as long as they have control of Mark, she won't feel secure that he's safe.
And, of course, basically it would appear that the major reason that they've done this to Mark is because he had the audacity to bring a lawsuit against a major drug company that manufactures of Prozac. Is that correct?
Well, it's a little more than that.
All right, well then, what is the rest of the story?
The rest of the story is during that lawsuit, this rape of the killers was brought up because John DeCant told me that that picture showed up in the courtroom, the one that Karis drew. And in this case, they were wanting to just shut everything down. So they chose Mark's case because his was the only case that went forward to shut his attorneys down, to shut him down, to cover up basement tapes. And that's the whole reason why Mark seemed to have gotten extra attention is because this was, it's quite strange that Columbine, that this was the only case that ever actually made it into a courtroom.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's all sorts of strange things that go on there in Colorado. You said to me that they have 40,000 pages of testimony, but 3,000 pages and tapes they won't allow. You remember when the little girl was killed there? I forgot what her name was, little five-year-old girl. And that's a case has been suppressed. Many people think that was a satanic killing. But they've never found who killed that little girl. I believe
well,
it was
you're talking about JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, that was right there. As I will be back in just a moment.
Okay.
From button to button, caress to caress.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dried Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
Satanic gang that somehow was related to what had happened to the boys there at Columbine. How does it all fit together? Nobody knows. But they've never found the truth about JonBenet Ramsey. A lot of that information is being suppressed. There are 3,000 pages of information and videos about the Columbine Massacre that are being suppressed. Why? Well, let me suggest to you, we have a wonderful four-tape set. It's called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And in one of the sets of one of the interviews I did with Malachi, he talks about his book, The Windswept House. And it starts basically in the basement of the Vatican in Rome, where they're having a satanic ceremony. Now, they're having a feigned human sacrifice of a child, timed to correspond with a real human sacrifice. I personally talked to Father Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest, who told me that this had really happened. There really was a satanic sacrifice in the basement one of the major buildings there at the Vatican. And this is not unusual across America. We have a four-tape set on satanic crimes. We have a book on satanic crimes. Certainly the Skull and Bones Society, their initiation involves kneeling before a replica of Lucifer. We have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones. We have a four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. We have the four-tape set on satanic crimes and a book on satanic crimes. This is not imaginary. This is real. And this, of course, is what is never going to be brought out, Cynthia, on regular television, because, of course, it's all controlled. They are, Cindy, six major corporations that control 90 to 95% of the major media outlets in the United States. We're involved in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen, for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk. It's on DVD on The Dark Secret. My talk on The Forbidden Secret. You need to get the four-CD set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, the four-tape set on the, I think it's a CD set on satanic crimes, the book on satanic crimes, the four-tape sets on the Bohemian Grove, on Skull and Bones. You need to understand what is really going on in the world today, because otherwise, of course, you hear this program, the story of Columbine, it really doesn't make sense. But then, of course, the murder of JonBenet Ramsey didn't make sense. What happened at Columbine didn't make sense. So many of the things going on in the world today, the preparations being made to plunge us into a war with Iran, really doesn't make sense. The fact that we fought a 10-year war in Vietnam, and I was personally told by Ambassador William H. Sullivan and by General Lew Walt, a four-star Marine general, we could have won the war in 6 weeks. All we had to do was invade North Vietnam. We were never allowed to do that any more than we were allowed to win the war in Korea, any more than we were suddenly allowed to win the other wars we've been involved in. We're going into another war. Understand their powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, for our provision, and specifically for our protection.
In a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 20 February, Monday, 2012. Thank you so much for beginning your week with us. Thank you for inviting us into your home, spending time with the Power Hour. I think you're going to be glad that you did. Seems that we've got, well, the times, they are a-changing. Yeah, we'll be talking about what happened in the main election, what did or didn't happen in the main election. And also, who we believe now will be the running mate for Ron Paul. That's right. Seems that he has now had to take time to think about that, since things are going so well. Have you heard about what happened in Arizona with the sheriff that has been outed?